Perek Yud Aleph. Now the next thing is Nesinas Eitzah, giving advice. How serious and how many nuances there are in giving bad advice.
What's the first
word? The first word, Be'inyan Nesinas Ha'Eitzah. Okay, Be'inyan Nesinas Ha'Eitzah. Okay, I think first we'll go through the two paragraphs he devotes to this, and then I want to speak at length about the whole idea of giving advice and how to give advice and who should give advice and who should give advice to
and
why it's important to give advice. Okay. And why it's important to get advice. Okay. But let's first see what he says and then we'll say what I have to say afterwards. Be'inyan Nesinas Ha'Eitzah, Shoninu B'Toras Kohanim, V'Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Michshol, Lifnei Suma B'Dover. The Torah prohibits putting a stumbling block in front of the blind. And the Chazal learn one of the things, there are other things we learn from this pasuk. One of them is somebody who is blind in a certain area and he needs advice. Okay? He's blind to the information we'll see, or we'll see that it's more than just information. In a certain area, and therefore he needs somebody to guide him. Okay. So therefore, don't put a stumbling block, meaning don't give him bad advice. Okay, don't give him bad advice. It's interesting, the Shari Tshuva learns from this pasuk that not only are you usher to give bad advice, but a person who doesn't give good advice is also over lifnei iver lo siten michshol, which needs an explanation. I didn't put a stumbling block in front of you, I just didn't give you any advice. Why is that called putting a stumbling block in front of you? In any case, but it's not just giving bad advice, it could be refraining from giving advice where you could give advice is also considered like bad advice. Omer le bas ploni mahu le kohuna, right? Somebody comes to you and he doesn't know, he's missing information, he wants to know if this woman can marry a kohen. Right, is she a divorcee? Is she have other reasons why she shouldn't be able to marry a kohen? Al tomer lo sheira v'hi eino ela psula. Don't give him bad advice and tell him she's okay when she's not. Hayanotul bach eitzah, titin lo eitzah sheheino genislo. Right, if a person asks you advice, don't give him advice that's not fitting for him, that is bad for him. So you're putting a stumbling block in front of him by giving him bad advice. The al tomer lo, for instance, don't tell him mechor sodcha v'kach lecha chamor v'yata okay for love and not limen. Right? For instance, you're looking to buy a house and you just love your neighbor's house. And he comes to you and he says, should I sell my house? And really, it's not a good time to sell the house. Just the opposite. It's a buyer's market, not a seller's market. So, say we go to a unbiased person. Person would tell him, now's not the time to sell your house. But I want to buy it. So I tell him to put it on the market, and then I go buy the house. So I'm giving him advice that's not good for him, but it's good for me. So that obviously is taking advantage of a person, giving him advice that's good for you, but not good for him. Shematomer etzi yofan yinosin lo. And if you'll say, well, I thought I was giving good advice. Like, you know, I thought it was a really good thing for him to sell his house. It just happened to be, I wanted it, but for him, I thought it was really a good idea. Hari adover mosul alev. Nobody knows what's in your heart. If that's really intention or not. Therefore the pasuk ends, v'yoreisim lecha, fear from God, because only God knows what your intention was. That whether the thing has ramifications for you, like the case of the house, or the case of can I marry this woman or not, has no ramifications at all. You're just giving him bad advice to do something that is wrong advice, right? Either case, you're not allowed to do that, and you're over this issue if you do it. V'tira, sh'om the Torah al sof daitim sh'ramoyim. Right? Torah, somebody who's really a faker, he really wants to get that house, and he wants to make it look like he's giving the guy good advice for his sake. And really, he's not even considering the needs of the other person. He's trying to figure out ahead how he can get this house. Right? We're not talking about fools. She also ate such a rossum for semis for niglais. You can't say that the guy is giving him an etzah that everybody knows is bad, because then there's no havamina to say that the guy could even purport that he did something okay. Ela b'chachomim lahora. It's talking about people who are very sly. Asher yitnu eitzel l'chavreim shalafi ha'nigla b'yesh bo min ha'rebech al chaveiro b'emes. You could think that maybe it's really good advice for this guy. L'maisi is, gave me to sell his house, and maybe because it's a buyer's market, it's hard to sell the house. People are, you know, holding off because they know that they have the upper hand. So you're giving him an eitzah, a buyer came along or whatever, you're giving him an eitzah to sell the house. He doesn't know that the buyer is your shliach. Okay. So far, inyan enol the tovasar shadero. But the truth is that the reason you're doing it is not because it's good advice for him, it's because you want the house. And it's basically good for you, and if you really wouldn't be involved, maybe you would give him different advice. Kim l'rosla nosa shalami yayitz. Okay. Omru Shema Tomer Eitzayofa. Therefore, it says it's not talking about something that's clear cut. You're giving the guy bad advice. You could think that maybe it is good advice, but you know it's not. You know why you're giving the advice. The Hari Adover Mosul Aleiv. Then God knows what's in your heart. The Kama Nicholim Bnei Adam Beilach Atoim Yom Yom. People are over these averas daily. V'yosim Kruim V'holchim L'Tokef HaChemda Sadetza. Because people want, you know, dog eat dog. Everybody's trying to outsmart the other guy. So everybody's trying to give advice to other people that's good for them, but bad for the person who's getting the advice. And the punishment is a great punishment. Or mashke iver baderach. There's a special klala. One of those 11 curses is or mashke iver baderach. Somebody who, a person who's blind in a certain thing, and you give him advice and set him off the derech of what's really good for him, right? You fool him by giving him bad advice. There's a special curse for that. When a person comes for advice, you should give him advice that you would want somebody to give you if you were in a similar situation, and not for any other ulterior motive. Just what is good for that person, even if it's not good for you. We'll see one second. What if the guy sees, if I give this guy good advice, I'm going to suffer, right? For instance, if I tell him, he comes to me and he says, somebody wants to buy the house. And for him, it's a great thing to sell it to that other person. But I want to buy your house. Right? So if I give you good advice that in this situation, better to sell it to him because I'm not willing to pay the price he's willing to pay. Right? But I really want that house, but not at the price that this guy will give you. So the real good advice to you is sell the house to the other guy. You get a higher price. Right? But I know I'm going to get damaged from it. Because if you sell it to him for a higher price, I will never be able to buy the house. And I want to buy the house. So then, if I'm really a tzaddik, I'll tell you what's good for you. You came to ask advice, I told you, even though it hurts me, but you ask me advice for you, I'm telling you what's good for you. So, im yochel hochiach oso aponav shel hamisyayitz yochichu. And if in the situation where I'm going to lose out is something that's bad for me because you're doing something that's hurting me. Here, you're not doing something that's hurting me. It's automatically hurting me. I say, the guy wants to do something that really is bad for me, and if I give him good advice, I'm going to end up hurting myself. So then I should give him mussar and tell him what you're trying to do hurts me. And you shouldn't do it. Right? You shouldn't do something that hurts me. I'm not talking just that, you know, with that the house case doesn't apply over there. But you're hurting me by doing what's good for you. You're going to hurt me. So give him mussar. Vim lav. You can't do that. You should say, look, I can't. I'm nogeya bedover. I can't give you advice in this thing. In any case, don't give him advice that will benefit you and not benefit him. However, the guy comes to ask you advice and he's interested in hurting you. And he's asking you how to give advice. Well, he's asking you for advice how he can hurt you. He doesn't realize that you're one of the people that are going to be hurt. Okay? What's it called? He comes to you, he wants to hurt Moshav Matityahu. Right? Wants to figure out a way that he can, you know, really get people here in trouble. He doesn't know you live here. And what he's going to do is hurt the people here. So then, since he's a Russia, and he's trying to hurt people, so you can fool him, and then you give him bad advice for him in order to save the people who he wants to hurt. With a person like that, a crooked person, you can deal with crookedness. But in a regular case, right, where the guy is not intending to hurt you, right, it's just going to come out a hurt for you, then either, see, I can't give advice in this, I'm the gabadover, but don't give him advice, it's good for you and bad for him. Okay. That's basically, and therefore, that's such a partial thing. So it's an Isser Deraisa, but it's not so simple to know all the nuances of what it means to give good advice and not to give bad advice or not to give no advice at all.
Hello?
Yeah.
Why is the first example with marrying a Kohen, why is that advice? It's halacha, us or a Muslim.
Over there, it's just information that you have that he doesn't have. That's the more classical case of Lifnei Iver, where you tell somebody to do something that will cause him to do an Avera that he wouldn't have done had it not been you making it possible for him. So if you would have told him the truth, he never would have married this woman. But now he went and married her, and is going to find out later maybe that the marriage is prohibited. But you have information that he doesn't have, so you're giving him information, you're giving him, which is also like advice, right, but you're giving it to him bad information, right, that's causing him to do something wrong. So it's similar thing. Okay, let me just raise some questions, and then I don't know if we'll have time today to go into the answers, but a little bit maybe. The question is like this. We learn, it's not only, we said that what's it called, that you can't give bad advice. Okay? There's another thing that Shari Tshuva brings down. You shouldn't give a person Eitzon Niveres, which means an evil advice, bad advice, and Eitzon Lefi Darko. Now, if Eitzon Lefi Darko means what the Mesillas Yesharim is talking about, right? Really, it's not a good idea for you to sell your house, but I want the house. So I advise you to sell it for my sake. That's bad advice. That's not Eitzel Fidarko. That's included in Eitzel Niveres. That's bad advice. So if Eitzel Fidarko doesn't mean bad advice, then what is it? Right. That's first thing. Second thing. It says that advice you should give not only to people who, or you should ask advice. A person who asks advice shouldn't only ask advice from somebody greater than him. You should even ask advice from somebody lesser than you. Okay, where do we learn that? From the Rabbanu Shalom. Because the Rabbanu Shalom asked the advice of the angels before he created man. Okay, and therefore we learn from there that a person should ask advice even from somebody lesser than him, because there's nobody lesser than you than the angels are lesser than God. So if God could ask the angels, you could ask anybody. Okay, two problems with that. First problem is, what's the purpose of it? If I don't know something, and I know a lot more than this person, and I'm a bigger tzaddik than him or whatever, just go ask him advice, what am I going to gain from that? It's one question. Especially if the advice is information that if I don't have it, he sure doesn't have it. Right? I mean, somebody, what's it called, is looking over, they hear a noise in the motor of their car, and they're looking to see where the problem is. Right? And somebody comes by who doesn't know the first thing about car. He doesn't know which side the motor is. And you say to him, hey, what do you think? Right? You have any idea what this noise may be? So it looks like, you know, really modest and humble and, you know, asking somebody who knows less than me. But really, it's really condescending. It's almost like making fun of the guy. What are you asking me? It's like going to somebody, you know, in the street or knows nothing about him, ask him an intricate shaila, what do you think about this Gemara, whatever, and they have a really tough time trying to figure out how to answer this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The guy who's never heard of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he doesn't know what the words mean, right? So you're making fun of him. You're basically, it's seemingly you're trying to be very condescending to patronize him. That's what I'm looking at. You're patronizing him, right? I'm looking at my car and motor. My mother-in-law, Aleh Shalom, came by and, you know, what are you doing? Well, I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with the car. You have any ideas? Right. So it sounds, on the surface, sounds very humble of me, but basically I'm making fun of her. I know she has no idea. Why would I want to ask somebody who knows less than me? Secondly, bigger question, which I've never asked in the past, but just hit me now. There's a real, even stronger question. Okay, God asked the angels advice. You know what they told him? 2 out of 3 said, forget about creating man. No way. Truth and Shalom said, don't create him, because he's constantly making machlokas and he's constantly lies. And Chesed said, create him, because he does a lot of Chesed. Okay, so 2 people say don't. 1 says what? What should you do? Listen to the 2. Achri Rabin Latos. What did God do? He threw Emes down to the ground. Right? Now it's a tie. I'll break the tie. I'm creating man. That's the way advice. You go ask advice and you do what you want to do. 2 people said no. So what kind of advice is that? Right? What kind of lesson? So yeah, you ask advice, but don't listen to it. That's what we learn from the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? According to our members, the Rabbanu Shalom didn't listen to the advice. Right? 2 of them said, don't create man. So he got rid of the one who said no, and the other one, he wants to call outvoted. So that's the way to listen to advice. If we're learning from the Rabbanu Shalom to ask advice, then obviously you don't learn from him to listen to advice. Just ask. So what kind of limud is that? We have the same question in another situation by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu gave a mitzvah milah. So it says he went to ask advice from his friends on their Eshkol and Mamre. 3 goyim. God gives you a mitzvah, go ask advice from them. So Shaila, what kind of advice did he have to ask? Right? And so some say he just wanted to know, should he do it publicly, should he do it privately? But the answers he got, the Medrash says, seem to be that he asked them, should I do it or not? Because it says he went to Onir, and he said, God gave me this mitzvah, what should I do? And Onir said, I think that suicide. You're an old man, you're going to die of the operation. So it seems like the advice was, should I do it or shouldn't I do it? Otherwise, he's not getting the right answer. He didn't ask him, should I do it publicly or privately? He's getting an answer, he shouldn't do it at all. And he asked Eshkol said, look, even if you survive, you just killed 4 kings, right, who vanquished 5 kings. Their relatives are pretty upset with you. And if you're going to make your whole household vulnerable by getting bris milah, they're going to come and kill you, like later on Shimon and Levi did to Shem. So I don't think it's a good idea. Even if you survive the operation, you're going to be killed by these relatives. And then he went to Mamre, and Mamre said, look, you have a pretty good track record with God. God saved you from the Kivshonesh, he saved you from these kings. So if God tells you to do it, I would listen to what he wants to say, and you're probably not going to die, and you're probably not going to be in a vow. He's done miracles for you in the past, he'll do miracles for you now. So Onir and Eshkol aren't punished for giving bad advice, and Mamre is rewarded that God appears in his place. So you have to understand, what did Avraham ask him advice? What does he need advice from a bunch of guys? You ask him advice already, go to Shemin Aver. There's 2 Rosh Yeshivas. You have to ask 3 goyim. You have your Eliezer, Eben Avraham, right? He's your trusted Talmud. Ask him. Go ask 3 goyim. And then 2 of them said not to do it. Only 1 said yes. And Avraham ignores the 2 and listens to the 1. You're asking advice already, so listen to it. I mean, we all do that. You ask around until you get the answer you want, and then you say, well, I got advice that I should do that. Right? Right? A Rav told me. Right, 15 rabbanim told you shouldn't do it. Right, but I found the one who said what I want to say, so I'm following Das Torah. But that's Avraham Avinu wasn't like that. So, one question is, what is the purpose of asking advice from somebody who knows less than you? Second question is, if we're already learning from the rabbanim that you should do it, then the rabbanim didn't listen to the advice. Why don't we learn from there? You should ask advice, but don't have to listen to it. And why did Avraham Avinu ask these people? He had other people to ask. Why dafka these? And why weren't Onir and Eshkol punished for giving him bad advice? Instead of Mamre being rewarded for giving good advice. These are 2 people who said not to do what God told them to do. They should have been punished. And they're over this issue of Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. And we also ask that not giving any advice is considered like giving bad advice. What? I don't want to get involved. Not the dafka give you, what's it called? Why is, I can understand that maybe I'm over chesed. I should have given you advice. I'll do a chesed if I give you advice. But if I don't give you advice, why am I considered like giving you bad advice? I didn't give you any advice. So why is that considered like I did something bad to you? I give you bad advice and you're over the lifnei iver, lo sitei michshol. I'm not putting any stumbling block. I just didn't say anything. So maybe I didn't do a chesed. But why should I be considered like I gave you bad advice?